Shalom, this is Billy Brim and
Shelly K. Brim Baggett, your firstborn.
That's right, I'm glad you put that Brim in there.
me too.
Oh, Shelly, it reminds me. When you were born,
yes,
there was the Suez Canal crisis in the Middle East.
Uh-oh.
I was born again. I was not delivered of fear. I was eaten up with fear. And I had this little baby. And I would put Shelly on the middle of the bed, and I would watch all day long television covering the Suez Canal crisis. And of course, it was the Middle East. It was Middle East players. Mm-hmm. And I would cry, and I would say, "Dear God, let me live to raise this little baby girl."
My mom.
And here we are. You're plum raised.
Yes, he answered your prayer.
And you've got grandchildren.
Right. I have grandchildren, and they have confessions. God has not given me the spirit of fear.
Right. Bless the Lord. So, Shelly, are you afraid?
No.
Why are you not afraid?
Because God has not given me the spirit of fear, and I meditate on that word of God, where it's a part of me, but of power and of love and a sound mind. And when we go to Israel, I remember one time there was a bombing in Jerusalem. It was back during the Intifada. And it was just a couple of blocks away. And the building shook and the ground shook beneath our feet. And a person next to me grabbed hold. It was their first time to be in Israel. And we had been there many times. And for their first time, it was quite an awakening. And they said, "What was that?" And I go, "Well, that is 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come nigh you. Only with your eyes will you see and behold the reward of the wicked." And God is protecting Israel. And we read not Psalm 91, that word becomes life unto us. And
when we're
have
on
no
the bus
fear.
Every day, that's our first thing we read.
Absolutely no fear.
And we go there to Israel, probably I've been going 2 times a year lately. Mm-hmm. And there have been times when we've gone 4 times a year.
Yes.
And I remember one time when Shulamit Katznelson, she's Jewish.
Right.
And they were being bombarded by Scud missiles. And so Betty Oakes, your mother-in-law,
yes,
who worked with me in our Israel things, she said, we were trying our best to get Shulamit to say every day Psalm 91. And Shulamit said, that's well and good for you to say, but we have to go into these sealed rooms. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And so Betty, she said, I'll just come over there and sit in your sealed rooms with you. And she went and she took Kylie.
Yes. And they got off the airplane and they were ushered a gas mask.
And Kylie was just a little girl.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the same, right when you get off the plane, they give you a gas mask.
Right. And she was so proud of this picture. She put it on a refrigerator in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and it's of them with their gas masks on.
Of Betty and,
yes,
and Kylie.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I got delivered of fear. Thank God, I got delivered of fear.
Oh.
And then the Lord has just delighted in using me to go fearful places.
Yes.
I think it's to show the devil, this woman that you would like to have kept in a room, with all the blinds drawn,
mm-hmm,
just look what I do.
Yes.
With her. And, you know, we've had buses bombed.
Yes.
Before us, behind us.
Yes.
And all kinds of things have happened. We were just recently, last November, we were at the wall and a missile came shooting over.
There in Jerusalem
at the
wall?
Yeah, at the wall. And so we're not afraid. And the primary reason that we're not afraid is the Word of God.
Right.
And so we watch these things in the Word of God. We watch what's happening over there. And we know that they're signs.
Mm-hmm.
And they are signs of the coming of the Lord.
Yes.
The future is as bright as God can make it.
Thank God.
But there are some judgments. There are some things that are going to be taken out of this earth. And the Lord tells us to watch the nations,
yes,
of prophecy.
So we're being doers.
And, yes, right. We're being doers of the Word. Now, for years, we've been watching Syria. And we had a great friend, Harold the truck driver.
Oh, yes.
And he always said, the destruction of Damascus will be the hook in the jaw that brings down Russia from the north.
That's right. I'd forgotten
You'd forgotten that he said that. And I talked to his wife, his widow, the other day, and she said, oh, if Harold were here now, he would just be, you know, talking about this.
Oh, yes.
But one thing is, in Ezekiel 38, you don't see Syria. They're not mentioned. Iran is mentioned. Mm-hmm. Turkey. Mm-hmm. Libya. And it mentions a whole lot of the nations. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mention Syria. And so he always took that as meaning the hook in the jaw that would bring them down would be what happened in Syria. Well, now Russia right now has their nose big time.
Yes.
With Syria. Mm-hmm. They're really involved with them, mm-hmm. Have been giving them weapons and all things through the years. Russia has very involved, of course, with Iran. And Shiite Iran is allied with the Assad regime. Now, Syria is not, as to the population, the Shiites are in minority. The Shiites and the Alawites, or Alawite, which is what Bashar Assad is. They're in the minority, but they're ruling Sunnis.
Interesting.
And so that's why the Sunnis of the world are very against the Shia. And even Al-Qaeda is Sunni.
Okay.
So they came in with the rebels. Mm-hmm. And the rebels at the first, if the United States had gotten in there quickly, might have been safe to back them. But now the rebels are very, very infiltrated. So it's like between a rock and a hard place. You folks out there know what the U.S. did. Shelley and I don't know what the U.S. did, but we do know the Word of God, right, what it says. And it says that everything's going to start in Damascus and then spread around to the other areas. And there's an interesting a statement here in Zechariah 9:1. Damascus shall be the rest thereof, or the resting place of this burden. When the eyes of man, as of all the tribes of Israel, shall be toward the Lord, or Jehovah, and Hamat also, which borders thereby. Hamat is another place, an ancient town in Syria. So, it says the eyes of man will be watching whatever takes place in Damascus. But it not only says that, it says they'll be toward Jehovah. So something's going to happen that makes them look toward Jehovah. It could be a great victory that lets maybe the Islamic nations round about know that Jehovah is the real God. I don't know. I'm just mm-hmm. guessing there. But now, listen to that. The eyes of the Lord, the eyes of all the people shall be looking at the Lord.
Right.
Now let's go back to chapter 17 of Isaiah, the burden of Damascus again. Mm-hmm. Behold, Damascus is taken away from being a city, and it shall be a ruinous heap. Now look at verse 7. At that day shall a man look to his maker, and his eyes shall have respect to the Holy One of Israel. Whether or not what we're seeing in Damascus right now is this, I don't know. But the Holy One of Israel will be recognized when this is fulfilled.
Right.
This may be a preliminary to it. Mm-hmm. This may be a coming up to it. This may be a stirring.
Right.
But when the fulfillment comes, the eyes of all the world will be looking at Jehovah. And they'll know that he is in on it.
Praise God.
Now, we're going to tie in Isaiah 17 to Ezekiel 38, verse 12. Read that, please, Shelley, 12 through 14, Isaiah 17. Excuse me, Isaiah 17.
Isaiah 17.
Keep Ezekiel open.
All right, I have Isaiah 17.
And read verses 12 through 14.
Woe to the multitude of many people, which make a noise like the noise of the seas, and to the rushing of nations that make a rushing like the rushing of mighty waters. The nations shall rush like the rushing of many waters, but God shall rebuke them, and they shall flee far off, and shall be chased as the chaff of the mountains before the wind, and like a rolling thing before the whirlwind. And behold, at evening tide, trouble, and before the morning he is not. This is the portion of them that spoil us, and the lot of them that rob us.
So here we're speaking of a multitude of many nations. yes. that are going to be coming down on Israel.
Mm.
And it's in this very same chapter that has been preceded by Damascus will be destroyed, and verse 7, a man shall look to his maker.
Interesting.
Now, mm-hmm. now we're going down to the multitude of many peoples. And the Lord is going to rebuke them. And it says it won't last long. Mm-hmm. Evening time trouble before the morning, it's gone.
It's gone.
But this is the portion of them that, what?
This is the portion of them that spoil us.
All right, now turn to Ezekiel 38.
Ezekiel 38. And oh, yes.
Ezekiel,
I know where 38. You're going.
What Look verse? At verse 11.
And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil.
To take a spoil. So this group of Ezekiel 38 and 39 is probably that same group
right.
that is alluded to at the end of Isaiah 17.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
And, of course, then there's going to be like a press conference. So they're going to say in verse 13, did you come to take a spoil?
Right.
So this is this is not a thus saith the Lord, but this is a tie together of Syria and right. Damascus to last day events. Now, whether they take 10 years to play out or 5 years or 4 years or 2 years or 1 year, at least it started.
Right.
And so you remember, Shelley, when Levy, remember down at the Temple Mount Institute, when we were talking about the day that everything changed, and he said that the ancient prophecy said that on September 11, 1999, the end time judgment of the nations would begin. And so we really see these last day things. There's no getting around about it. I believe you'd have to be probably a non-believer. And even non-believers,
right.
they kind of know something's
exactly.
up.
Exactly. The world knows.
So there's a good book that David Barron, who I study and gives us such light on things, and he, especially on the God calendar, types Psalms and Prophecies from the Old Testament, of course. And it's a big book. It's a thick book, though it's a paperback. And we have to order it from Jerusalem or from England. And its cost is regularly $22. I believe it costs us about $15. But we're going to let you have it this week and the radio broadcast offer for $15, just plus shipping. So just call us at 1-800-972-3447 and request this special offer, Types, Psalms, and Prophecies by David Barron. So we're going to talk a little bit more about Israel in the last days. What have we got? 2 more days left.
Mm-hmm.
So be sure to join us tomorrow. Oh, shalom, yes. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom.